A menorah is back up outside a Salt Lake synagogue today after police say it was stolen and vandalized. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the 6-foot-tall menorah has stood outside Chabad Lubavitch of Utah during Hanukkah, but yesterday morning it was found damaged and dumped nearby, close to Westminster College. Police do not believe it was a hate crime, rather an insensitive prank or vandalism. Rabbi Benny Zippel says this is an opportunity to educate.
Yes, something very sacred has been desecrated. And so the way I look at it is we have to work extra hard and increase and enhance our commitment to add light to this world.
It's the second time this has happened. The large menorah costs more than $1,000, but because of what happened, they may look into getting a sturdier one. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake police are looking over surveillance videos to see who stole and vandalized a large menorah from the front of a Jewish synagogue. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the 6-foot-tall menorah was gone when Rabbi Benny Zippel arrived at Chabad Lubavitch yesterday morning. A neighbor found it about a block away near Westminster College, and some of the bulbs were damaged.
I just think that it's just some what I refer to as bored souls, some people that were just looking for something to do.
This has happened before. Salt Lake police are investigating. Rabbi Zippel says this will not stop Hanukkah celebrations. The menorah symbolizes good over evil and light over darkness. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.